It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Harper, you messaged us about Craig. What is going on? What's the latest?
Hi, guys. It's so great to talk to you.
Good. Yeah, thanks.
Great to talk to you.
Yeah, you mentioned you and Craig had a long dinner together for your first date. Is that true?
Yeah. It was great. It took a while for a table to open.
Okay.
We should have gotten reservations, but we didn't. So we just were able to sit and talk for a while.
Good.
Yeah.
But I think that's great.
Yeah, that's kind of the bright side of a restaurant being busy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we had like a great vibe together, and everything was great, and the chemistry was great.
Yeah, well, let's talk. Yeah, I won't interrupt you at all, Harper, but let's talk about that.
How do you know that he felt the chemistry as well?
I mean, I could just tell. It was just like our energy was matching. So, like, I would talk, and I was just so bubbly and happy, and he was just like super excited and just like receiving everything I was telling him. And so I sort of talked to him about a girls trip that I had in May.
All right.
And I was just joking, and okay. I was like, well, you should come with us on our girls trip.
Wait, on your first date, you're talking, you're at the restaurant, and you're going on some girls trip, and you invited you invited a guy you barely know to come with your girlfriends.
Yeah. It was kind of a joke.
Okay.
Where's the girls trip planned for? I mean, are you talking like just like a road trip or is this like a flight?
We're going to go to New York City.
Okay. But you said you were
invited Craig. Wow. Okay.
But you said you were, I think you mentioned you said you were just kind of
joking
or kidding about that. Yeah. Okay.
I was like joking, not joking.
All right. Cause that could seem, you know, Harper. yeah. That could seem like a lot, like coming on and maybe. And if, as long as he knew you were joking. So how did you wrap up your time together? The end of the first date is probably the most important question we ask.
I mean, he gave me a quick kiss. It wasn't like anything passionate, but he just gave me like a quick kiss. Okay. And yeah.
All right. Okay.
And everything seemed really good when he left. And
All right. So, let's see what's going on. You've obviously, have you reached out to him since? You've texted him once or twice just to say thanks for a great night or what?
Yeah, okay. I did.
Okay.
I think he has been very receptive.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, you didn't, like, send him the plane ticket or anything, did you?
Okay.
Like,
all right. She didn't send him a plane ticket. Okay. No, she said she was kidding. All right, listen, hold tight, Harper. We're going to play a song, come right back, quick song, and hopefully get Craig on the phone, and hopefully we can get you to a second date without PT's help. All right? Okay. Thank you. Hold on right there. We'll be right back on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Harper would love to see Craig again. They went out for dinner. They didn't have reservations, and it actually ended up being a good thing.
It was great. It took a while for a table to open.
Okay.
We should have gotten reservations, but we didn't. So we just were able to sit and talk for a while.
And Harper felt the conversation grew from there, but since that first date, she has not heard back from Craig, so we're going to call and see if he is still interested in seeing Harper again.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Craig, please?
Okay. Yep, this is Craig.
Good morning, Craig, and thanks for answering. And this is not a sales call or sales pitch or anything like that. Everything's fine. We got to tell you, though, we're on the radio right now because we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf, and we are Thunder and PT, and The Wolf is where we host our morning show. And so, yeah, the reason we're calling you, are you still there?
Okay. I'm here.
Just stick with us, Craig, please.
So, and that's PT, and I'm Greg. And anyway, we're calling to help reconnect you with a young lady that you met recently.
Why?
Yeah, okay. So we do this segment we call Second Date Update. Do you remember going to dinner with Harper?
Yeah, I do. She's just not a good option for me.
Okay, and why do you say that?
I felt a strong attraction at first, but she's obsessed.
Obsessed about what?
No. She's fixated on going to New York and reliving The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay.
So she did mention something about like a girl's trip to New York.
Right. So what is this about Devil Wears Prada? What does that have to do with it?
I guess she and her friends are going there to do like a tour where they film the movie and, you know, quote lines for their reels and social media or something. I don't know.
Okay.
There's a the sequel comes out in May.
Yeah, okay. So, Harper, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Yeah. Craig, I thought I had Harper on hold, and I'm sorry. What is this all about? Oh. Craig, just bear with us for 1 second, and I want to get back to you here in just a minute. Harper, what is this all
about? My best friends and I are obsessed with it. And, like, okay, we're going to go on a vacation tour in New York and see, like, where the movie was filmed.
Okay, and you invited Craig to, but didn't you tell us that you kind of halfway...
You were just joking with the...
Yeah, but you you halfway invited him with you.
Sure, but, like, it's going to be really cool. There's, like, a New York actress that's going to take you around, and we... Actually, you might go to the set of Gossip Girl, too. So we're just, like, super excited about it. And I mean, I was kind of trying to see if he, like, would be interested or not, like, on his reaction and stuff. So, no, I absolutely would love it if he wanted to come. But,
okay, but
I kind of, like, was joking but not joking.
Okay, so you want Craig to come with you on an all-girls trip to go to the, whatever, all the settings or sites of Devil Wears Prada and Gossip Girl.
And Gossip Girl, yeah.
Craig, how are you feeling about that opportunity?
Hard no.
I guess, Harper, like, you can have your, like, wants and desires and trips or whatever. Like, right. That doesn't have to, you know, you date somebody like that, they don't have to love what you love. You know what I mean? Like, do you understand that?
Right.
Okay. So, are you hurt that he doesn't want to go to New York with you? Because that's, you know, it's not spur of the moment, this being in what? You're going, what, next month in April or what?
Yeah, like, late April. Like, no, I mean, I'm just kind of confused because I felt like our vibe was so good. Like,
But Harper, did you even ask your girlfriends if Craig could come along? I mean, he is kind of, he went out once.
Yeah, it's a little unusual. Well, I already told them all about him, and so they're super excited. And
okay,
they're excited. All right.
Are they bringing their guy? Are they?
They know that, like, if I fall for someone and someone falls for me, like, we're in it.
Yeah. Are they bringing their guys, Harper? Or are you just the only one bringing a guy with? Or wanting?
No, none of them have boyfriends.
Okay, so how are you feeling about this, Craig?
You seem nice, Harper, but I'm not into this. I gotta go.
Okay. Yes. Craig, before you go, are you still there, Craig?
How about just another date, like, locally,
Craig?
I just can't see that happening. This is all too weird for
me. It's too much. All right. And the radio and everything and us calling and all that. Okay.
Yeah, it's not too much for me.
All right. Sounds like we lost... Harper, it sounds like he hung up on us. So it doesn't sound like the New York thing's going to go on. I think that might have been just a little bit too much. You know, some people, it's just, you know, they want to move things
along.
Seems
like a lot,
And some people love that kind of pace, in, you know, early in a relationship, and some people maybe feel a little threatened by it. And I don't know what Craig was feeling, but...
Okay.
All right, well, listen, here's the great thing. You've got some people who really care about you, your girlfriends.
Yeah, just go have a girls' trip. Yeah, enjoy it.
And you're going to have such a great time with them.
It's going to be awesome.
Listen, you don't want some guy who's never seen the movie. I mean, I love it. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
And a Stanley Tucci.
He has no interest.
The new one comes out May 1st. Yeah. It's just, you know, Anna Wintour. Right. I mean, you think I'm not reading Vogue?
Yeah,
all the time.
Thunder might go with you.
Come with me on my trip.
Well, I'm married, but I tell you what, my wife probably would love to go. So anyway, you have a great time, a great trip, and I just want you to know we're always here for you if you ever need us on Second Date Update.
Thank you so much.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.